Our event, one of the largest trans pride celebrations in the country. In the country! We're not fucking around, people. I have a few raffle tickets left, and I just decided upstairs to pick some things. So I've got a $50 gift certificate to Target, and it's going to go to seat K5. Who's in row K5? Do you want to help them out? K? K5. It's a double K5. That, I mean, that's K5. The fifth seat. Right there, that woman right there. Okay, my big prize, $100 gives it to Target, $100 for Target, and I wrote down the numbers L4. No one did it?
No.
Okay, then my backup was D8, row D8. Okay, great.
I'm gonna move right now. I'm used to that.
Okay, folks. Now, before we start the variety show, and we have some, we have 10 incredible trans performers on the stage tonight. 10 of them, and they're amazing, and a really special surprise guest at the end of the evening to rock this house and raise the roof. Before that happens, I want to get serious for a second. We always give out 2 awards at Trans Pride. And to give out the very first award, I want to welcome a friend and an amazing colleague. She is the program manager for Transgender Economic Empowerment Project, Drian Juarez. And she's so cute.
How's everyone doing? You know, I've been involved with Trans Pride since 2005, and I'm just blown away to see where we've gotten to today, to see how the community has grown, how we've expanded. It's truly amazing. This is our year. This is our time, for sure. So a round of applause to all of you for being here today. Celebrate. So, it's my incredible honor to present this next award. And calling it an ally award just doesn't feel right, because the individual who's receiving this award is really far and beyond an ally. This individual is really family. And the individual who we're going to honor tonight just celebrated their 25th year here at the center. 25 years. Throughout that time, this individual has raised in writing grants thousands and thousands of dollars to help people who are struggling with immigration issues, who are struggling with discrimination, who are looking to get economically empowered. The director of legal services here at the LGBT Center, Roger Kogan, has really made such an impact, not only on me personally, but on our community. Roger really is a part of our family. He goes above and beyond to make sure that the services that are offered through the legal services department are culturally competent, that they are the best that they can possibly be. He comes in at 5 o'clock in the morning and often leaves at midnight, because that's how much he cares about his job. I've never had a mentor, a boss, who has made me feel so empowered, so good about what I do and my skills. Roger really is love and gives nothing but love. And when you meet him and you speak to him, you feel that energy. You get a sense of how much he cares about transgender people, cares about the community, and how much he wants to do good. And so today, I am so honored to give the Ally Award to my dear friend, my mentor, someone who I love and who is a true just angel in our community. So honored today to give this award to Roger Kogan, Director of
Thank you so much, Dion. It's really been a privilege to work with you and Mariana and Christopher and all the colleagues, many in this room. What an honor, actually, for a cisgender man born in 1950 who came out as gay in the 60s to have a front row seat in the most exciting civil rights movement of our time. The work and the spirit of the transgender community just continually inspires me. Your courage, sometimes the courage in just simply being who you are, is something that motivates me to come into the office every day. I'm not a big believer in terms of old people giving advice or telling stories to young people unless it's to show the mistakes they made and say, hey, don't do the same things I did. I did get an Ally Award, and I want a little bit, I hope I don't violate my own, what I just said, just talk a little bit about things that might be relevant to that. Just sort of flood with memories here. Flashback to around 1980, I'm in an elevator, and it's a place I used to work, a big building. And I used to see this person every couple of months in the elevator, and the last time I saw her, I just looked and thought, oh, like there are breasts that I see that I hadn't seen before. And my gaze probably was there a little, a half second or so more than what it might have been. And I looked up and I smiled and said, oh, you look particularly happy today. And she said, yes, I am. And in the elevator, she told me that she was transitioning. And I said, I'm just so happy for you. I'm just delighted. And never saw her again. And at the time, it wasn't a big deal for me. And I really didn't realize at the time what an act of courage it was for her to be as vulnerable as she was. And when I think back, and I think back it was 1980, I think, ooh, I hope that she was okay then, and I hope that nothing bad happened to her. And I hope that she's still alive now. And, you know, that was the start of the AIDS epidemic. And it was not that it's great in terms of safety to be a transgender person today, but it was, I think, a particularly dangerous, dangerous time. Flash forward to, and this is going to be the last example, I'm going to get off here. Flash forward to 1991 or 1992, I'm in Sacramento. And with Carney Norman in the office of the state legislator. And Connie was an absolutely fierce transgender woman and AIDS activist, transgender activist and AIDS activist. And we were there talking about some piece of legislation. The significance was this was the first time Connie had ever done anything like this in terms of lobbying in the Capitol. She had no problem at all in terms of street demonstrations. She was part of ACT UP LA, and she could get arrested and talk to the media But this is a little different for her, and I was there, flew up to Sacramento, took off work, and was there basically to just offer some moral support. And I was in the office there, and I said hello to whoever the legislator was. I didn't remember what his name was. I don't remember what the legislation was about. The only thing I remember about that day was that Connie told her story and how powerful that was, and the fact that I didn't say a word other than to say goodbye to the legislator. And that day, really, I learned, Connie taught me what it meant to be an ally, to allow the space for people to shine and to offer advice if it's asked, but to mostly keep quiet. So I have to give this award partly to Connie, but I also have to thank Rian, and I want to thank Mariana and Christopher and everybody else for mentoring me, much like Connie mentored me. It has been a real privilege to be part of the transgender community, even as an ally. And I want to thank you all for your courage and your fight. And as I look across this room and see a lot of people who are very young, I really am so filled with hope, not just in terms of the better life that you're all going to have, but hope that you're really going to define the possibilities of what human beings can be. So, thank you so much.
So, our next award is the Alexis Rivera Award. This award is near and dear to my heart. Alexis was a very close friend of mine. And for those of you out in the community who had the great honor of meeting this inspiring, fierce, amazing advocate who made sure that every day she spent on this earth made a difference and mattered, this award is really special and amazing. And it's my great joy to introduce my colleague and friend, Mariana Marroquin, who will give the next award.
Hi, as Gia mentioned, my name is Mariana Marroquin. I'm a client advocate at Legal Service Department, and I have the honor to present this award for someone who is no longer here with us. Okay, I knew this was going to happen. For many transgender women of color, we transition not only for to be ourselves, but we also transition leaving behind our countries, our language, our friends, and our family. And many of us spend many years trying to find yourself, trying to be yourself. And then what's next? You wait for that opportunity to give back, to get that job, to go to school, to be respected by everybody else and contribute to society. The woman who's getting this award tonight, she got that opportunity. And she took that opportunity and did a great job referring people from Pomona, from Orange County, from San Gabriel Valley. I wonder how many people of those transgender women are enjoying a trans pride tonight. Not that many. But we need to keep thinking about them. We need to remember them. And Katia was doing that. She keep making calls, sending emails, and referring people here, saying that there is a center. And that time was the gay lesbian center, now it's the LGBT center. And it's open for everybody. And we need to ask for help. And they're gonna help us. So the next award is for Katia. As I mentioned, she's no longer with us. She passed away in January this year. But today I was looking at my messages, and I found so many messages from her saying, like, have a great week, because she knows how tough working for the community can be. It's so, I'm grateful to have the job, but it sometimes gets so personal, because you've been through so many things too. Please come to the stage, friends and co-worker of Katia de la Riva, the trailblazer Alexis Rivera Award of 2015.
As you can only imagine, that this is a very bittersweet moment for us. Bitter because she's no longer here. Sweet because every time that we talk about Katia, people smile. And people think and they share all the good stories that they have. Like Mariana said, she always took her time to talk to somebody. She always took her time to sit down with somebody. I remember one day I was working on some reports, and it was like 7:30, and by that time everybody's out, and Katia was still working on something. I'm like, girl, you need to go home. You need to go take care of yourself. She goes, no. She goes, I will. She goes, I just got to do this. I go, Katia, I said, you know, what we do is really important. I said, but you also have to take care of yourself. And she said, you know what, Efren, if I don't sit down with them and if I don't do this, she goes, nobody else is going to do this. And if I would have had that person to help me out, I wouldn't have gone through what I went through. It was at that moment that I said, oh, wow, we did a good job getting this girl. And it really opened my eyes, and it really opened our eyes to what it meant to do the type of work that we did, especially in Pomona, where you don't have a lot of trans groups, especially for Latina women. One more thing before I say the last thing, and I'll let Sasha speak or Sky speak about Katia also, is that one of the things that every time we'd had an event and I said, Katia, we're going to go do this, and she goes, don't worry about it, Efren. And her favorite words were always, we got this. So to Katia, I say, we got this. And the one thing that I remember and I'll never forget and that I learned from Katia was that she loved what she did, and she did it with love. And I think that if we all practice a little bit of that in this world, it would be a little bit better. Thank you.
Before we start, two things I want to say. When we were doing this event, we really needed a lot of money to make this whole thing work. This was an enormous two-day event. And we went to Amazon Prime and said, would you sponsor this event? And they not only sponsored it, they've come through with such amazing generosity of heart and spirit and have been a great ally to this event. And our biggest heartwarming thanks to our friends at Amazon Prime for making this all happen. It was their money and their generosity and love, so really give it up for them. I want to keep things moving, but we have an amazing new program that we're starting called the Trans Lounge that Gina will be actually running. Ruben Romo, who started this whole thing for us, the video will speak for itself, but it's our brand new program, and we're really proud of it. So let's roll the video.
I'm Maya, and I'm a postoperative transsexual woman.
My name is Skylar, and I identify as a trans man.
My name is Rain, and I identify as a trans woman.
My name is Orion, and I identify as genderqueer.
Hello, my name is Lee, and I am a woman of transgender experience.
My name is Catherine. I am a trans woman.
My name is Kevin D, and I identify as male.
I'm Leah. I identify as female.
Coming out as trans was tough.
My coming out process was confusing and alienating.
Coming out as trans was lonely.
Being my authentic self was difficult because there weren't any resources.
Coming out as trans has been amazing.
Yeah.
I wish there was an easier way to meet trans people.
I wish that there could have been somebody who could help me with makeup. My friend's trying, but I need more.
I wish I had the opportunity to get medical information about transition from doctors.
We can help you with that.
I wish I had somebody to teach me about my body image and that it was okay to be trans.
I wish I could meet other trans men who are at different stages of their transition.
That's easy. We can totally do that.
I wish there was an easier way to learn about hormones.
We can help you with that.
I wish I had someone to help me learn how to educate others about my identity.
We can help you with that too. Transitioning requires a sense of humor, and I wish I'd had someone to remind me of that.
I wish I could take a class for meditation and yoga.
Done and done.
Namaste. Hey girl. Hey. I wish I had somebody to teach me about finding.
I wish I knew how to go bald gracefully.
I wish that there were more women to go shopping with, trans or cis. It would be a great help.
I wish I knew how to dress for my body type.
I wish the center could provide more things like this.
That's a great idea.
Done. You bet.
We can do all of that.
The Los Angeles LGBT Center is proud to introduce the Trans Lounge, a groundbreaking new program designed to serve the needs of the transgender community unlike anything that has ever existed before. Becoming a member of the Trans Lounge is free. And to sign up, all you have to do is log on to translounge.org. Once you become a member, check out our program library filled with many different types of workshops, labs, groups, and events. All you need to do is rate each program based on your level of interest. Once members have voted, we'll schedule those programs that you've told us you wanted most. We'll even let you know how to RSVP for the programs you voted for before everyone else. We will also organize lots of fun social mixers all around town and other social gatherings that will allow you to get out, meet new people, and grow your community. And every few weeks, we'll announce new programs based on your requests. It's the Transgender Education, Empowerment, and Social Program that every trans person has always wished for. Trans Lounge is here to make your wishes come true.
I look forward to the results that people will get from going through this program.
I think that's great. It's something I would really, really be interested in doing.
A lot.
I think that this is an amazing program and amazing idea. And bravo, let's do it.
Are you going to offer underwater trans basket weaving?
So please sign up for it. The center is the largest LGBT organization in the world, and the Human Resources Department is a huge job. The director of that position, one of the highest positions in the center, happens to be an amazing, gorgeous trans woman who's a good friend of mine, and I just adore her, and she's your hostess for the evening. She's going to give you glamour and costume changes, so get ready. To start the show, please welcome your hostess for the evening, Ms. Sharon Brown.
How's everybody doing tonight? Wow, it's a packed house out here. Some lovely people. I don't know why they gave me this mic. I'm going to try my best to stay on script. But we're going to have some fun, right? Aren't we going to have some fun? So I want to welcome you all here tonight to 2015 Trans Pride. Put your hands together, guys. Come on. By the way, I am from the Deep South, so if for some reason that you can't catch what I'm saying, or I tend to run through a few of those words up here, why don't you ask somebody? However, we're going to have a great time tonight, and we have a huge line of exciting entertainers. And our first entertainer, I get my glasses, I'm getting old. I feel lovely though, right? Now I can see you! One more time! Okay, alright. I love you. Okay. Here we go. Alexandra Billing is an award-winning actress, singer, author, teacher, and activist. for her role as Davina on Amazon Prime Transparent. To the Emmy-nominated documentary of her life story, she is a world-class entertainer and proud advocate of the trans community. Will you welcome to the stage Alexander Dillon, accompanied by Our Lady J.
Transgender, gender fluid, gender queer folk in the house tonight. Where Cher calls it Thursday. It's so amazing to have us all in one room, isn't it? This is an extraordinary experience, and I'm so grateful to have been asked. And I also am eternally grateful to the lady on my right. She is not only playing for me, she's a miraculous musician. But she is one of the writers on the Transparent. So please welcome one more time for me, please, Our Lady J. I decided to do a little song that made my feet keep moving. I decided to do a little song that sums up my life in a nutshell. The song was written by Kendra and Ed. A long time ago, a lady whose name was Carmen drove a man wild until he was out of control. I truly believe that I am that modern day Carmen. In spite of the fact I do not hablas español. That's French. That girl was exactly like me. We share the same philosophy. Away! I say. I'm not the type who's ready for dating someone steady. I'm everybody's girl. On Sunday night, it's Danny. On Monday, maybe Manny. I'm everybody's girl. There's a point to my behavior, which is smart girls always share their riches. So if your heart's the comes, don't let it. You're certain to regret it. All others come and get it. I'm everybody's girl. I could never be a cowhand's girl. I just can't keep my calves together. I'm it. Some old Greek named Aristotle said it. If you've got it, why not spread it? So don't go rattling any sabers, exerting any labors. Just share me with the neighbors. I'm everybody's girl. You won't be disappointed. I'm also double jointed. I'm in. Please.
Oh.
Though it leaves a lot of business, person, I'm a person, needs this person. So if you're rattling any sabers,
labors, exerting any labors to share me with the neighbors. I'm everybody's girl. What's the difference between a Maserati and an erection? I don't have a Maserati.
Look, everyone's leaving. I've lost everyone. Opening number. Don't let Alex worry. Where are you going? Are you all right? Did I insult you? Are you okay? I think they're angry at me. I think they've had enough. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. It happens. It's happened my whole life. It's all right. I love you right back. Thank God we're all in this room. You know what's amazing? I have never, and I mean this, I'm 53 years old. I transitioned. Thanks.
Oh, thanks.
That's all. You're alive. Keep going. I transitioned when I was 21 years old in 1979. Yes, and I know. And I've never been in a room full of this many of us before. So it really feels extraordinary to me. It makes me very happy. I know that all of us, historically, we don't stay on the planet long because we can't see each other, you know? We don't talk enough to each other. We're not loud enough. We have to get bigger and take up more space because the young generation needs to be led and guided. And we need to be led and guided by them. I know throughout my life I've made a lot of mistakes, did a lot of things that I'm not proud of, happy with. But along the way, I know that in every dark place, I found my greatest teacher. For in that is the divine in all of us. So I sing this song for those of us who have gone, and for those of us who remain here. Thank you. wish I was special. You're so fucking special. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't care if it hurts. Wanna have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so fucking special. I wish I was
out there so I can mess with them. So y'all know everybody up here in this front row? I'm going to mess with y'all tonight. We're glad to have you here, but you're right there where I need you. So, well, that was just fantastic. Come on, give her another hand. Gia Ryan is currently working with Queer Classic production of The Taming of the Shrew, an exploration of gender expression. Currently a member of the Fanatics and Fiasco dance companies, Gia recently was featured in AT&T This Is Me. This Is Me, LGBTQ commercial campaign. Ladies and gentlemen, why don't you welcome to the stage, Gia Ryan.
Gia! Woo! This Is Me.
Person I'm looking for out there. But eventually I will. Daryl Cummings, are you here today?
No.
I'm sure he is out there somewhere. Oh, okay. Ian Harvey has appeared on Comedy Central, The Nightly Show, with Lara Wilmore, the Golden Globe Award, and People's Choice Award-winning TV series, Transparent, on Amazon Prime. As a stand-up comic, he opened for Margaret Cho and has become a cross-country headline himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the stage Ian Harvey.
I'm always in Maine this time of year, and I happen to be here this year, and thank you for having me. It's what a great fucking celebration. I'm trans. You guys are like, no shit. This is such a nice audience because I don't have to explain a lot of shit. Usually when I say I'm trans in a regular comedy club, everybody's eyes just drop to this part of my body down here, and everybody tries to figure out what the fuck's going on. And people get confused. They're like, I don't know, do you have a dick? I don't understand. Do you have a dick? And I'm like, yeah. It's just not on me right now. Back at the house. I'm a lazy packer, is what I'm saying. I am. I'm a super lazy packer. I can't be bothered. I don't know. It's weird. Like, you know what? Sometimes I do. Like, last minute, if I think I'm going to an event or something, and I feel like, you know, I might throw a fucking sock in there, you know? It's like, feeling sporty, throw a tube sock in there. Heading back to Maine, it's going to be cold, throw a fucking wool sock in there, you know. So, I love people, they just get so curious. That people after shows, if you do stuff like this, people say the weirdest, most like, just brazen shit to you after shows. Some girl came up to me after a show and she was like, oh my god, you're so hot, you're like Brad Pitt with a vagina. I'm like, oh my god, that is awesome. I'm like the real fucking Brangelina. That's fucking great. I love that. I love it. I feel bad for guys that have their own dick attached. Now, hear me out. I do. I feel bad. If you were a guy in the audience, have your own dick attached. And I just want to say I feel bad for you because... people say, is it hard to be trans? And because they think because of the whole, like, me not having a dick, that's the problem. Like, no, I think it's fucking great. It's fucking great. Because basically, I wanted to say, when you get together with someone that has their own dick attached, basically you get what you get. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of a grab bag out there. But if you go out with me, we'll get you what you want. So when my partner and I got together, she and I went to the sex toy shop, as we do, which I also feel bad, because you know a lot of people don't get to do that. Queers get to do that more than anybody else, and I fucking love it. It's that time in the relationship, it's a very special moment where you know you're going to get down, and you're like, okay, we're going to go to the sex shop. So we go, and I want her to have what she wants, of course, and I want it to be a blend of what I want, so we compromise, and I got an 8x6 chocolate brown dick. I named it. I named it Gung Gung. After that sound on Law and Order. Because that's the sound it makes when you take it out. And I like to argue with my guy friends that have their own dick attached. I'm like, dude, like, if I could take my shit off anytime I want, can you do that shit? I'm like, well, if you could, when would you do that? And my friend goes, I don't know, if I saw a snowman that needed a nose. You take that shit off and throw it in the dishwasher like I can? No. Turn it to cocks and pans, I got a heavy load. Here's what's happening to me now. Everywhere I go, look at me. I just realized I look at Dad out of the L.O. Bean catalog. Or a gay bear. That's what I look like. I pass as a gay guy now everywhere I go. I don't mind, but I don't have any experience with dudes. And so, it's one of those things that, like, when I am out in a gay bar and I hold my girlfriend's hand, I know that gay guys are looking at my girlfriend and they look at me and they look back at my girlfriend and they go, oh, that poor girl. He is gonna break her heart. And I'm gonna help. Yeah, I know. I was over in Silver Lake at this club with some friends. I was getting some drinks, and I started talking to this guy. He started chatting me up, and I started getting nervous. I was like, shit, oh my god, I've never been hit on by a guy. When I was visibly female-bodied with big old girls on my chest, I absolutely never got hit on by dudes, ever, ever. And this guy started chatting me up, and I felt nervous. I was like, listen, dude, I gotta be honest with you. I'm trans, and I'm female-bodied, and I have a girlfriend, and I just don't think I'm what you're looking for. He's like, oh, that's cool, that's cool. And he started to walk off, and he's like, wait a second.
in this revelation is that you mean you have two holes to choose from? That's fucking rude. He ignored my third hole. What a bitch. I don't know what to do with guys. I don't even know what to do. Here's the closest thing I ever given a blowjob in my whole. I was 16. I was drunk in Maine on a wood road party. That just says it all, okay? And I was wasted, and my neighbor, it was like that teenage kind of 17, 16, somewhere around there. And my neighbor, let's just call him John Neff, because that was his fucking name. And I was wasted, sitting on this giant log, and he came over, he was wasted, and he pulled his dick out of his face and said, come on, suck it. And I was like, oh, get away, I didn't know what to do, so I just, like, batted away, trying to get him away. And finally, this is as close as I ever have come to giving a blowjob. Basically, I used it as a handrail to get the fuck out of there. That's what I did. What to do with them. I have to tell you, my parents are amazing. My family is amazing. I do have a great family. I have the blessed story that, you know, my parents didn't bat an eyelash, you know, when I told them that I was trans. I actually came out to them in a letter, very long letter, telling them about how my whole life, even though they knew me my whole life, I told them about my life. And how I felt in my body, and my parents were really fucking great about it. And my mom is so funny because she doesn't do this with malice. She's 75, she's just older, and she forgets. And we go out to places in public when I'm back home visiting, and she's like, Janet, come here! Oh, no, it's fine, I'm not upset by it, but I come running up, and she looks like she's fucking crazy. The woman at the register is like, what the fuck? And I realized what happened. I said, Mom, you know, if you keep talking like that, they're going to put you in a home. So she does better. She does better. But here's what's worse. It's my grandmother, who is 98, lives with my parents, and she has full-on dementia. Total full-on Alzheimer's. And I come home, and my mother is prepping my grandmother over and over and over again that Janet's coming home to visit. Janet's going to be her... And I walk in, and she's like, who are you? And my mom goes, that's Janet! And I know my grandmother's like, I'm not the fucking crazy one here. That's not Janet. Can I have my car keys back now? I'd like to go home. My grandmother, she's awesome. So my parents, they've had to deal with a lot of information. And one of the things that my parents had to deal with was that my dad, I don't know if you guys know this about, my dad was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And I want to, it's fine, he's going to be fine, he was treated, he's going to be fine, but I got nervous and I went on the Google and I started researching. I don't know if you know this, but gay guys get prostate cancer way less than straight guys because of the kind of sex they like to have and massages the prostate, and I can't help but think, I know some happy, healthy faces in here. cancer free, bitch, yeah, I know. But the kind of sex I had to have massage the prostate, and I can't help but think that this whole thing with my dad could have been avoided. My dad loves that joke. They're amazing. They're amazing. I know there's a lot of mixed messages out there about Caitlyn Jenner coming out. I think it's fucking wonderful. Because For the generation of people like my parents, that I was like the only trans person that they knew, to like have someone like Jenner come out was a whole new frame of reference that it kind of happens to everybody across all generations and all types of people. And so that was really cool for my parents. But I started thinking about it. I was like, wait a second. Like, with all the surgeries collectively that the Kardashians have had, isn't Jenner like the eighth in the family to be trans? I love being trans. I'm very proud. I was watching the video and when people were saying that they loved it or it was a struggle, and I want to say that I love being trans, but there's still a couple places in my life where I still get a little schmarmy, uncomfortable, and like the men's room is one of them. I still like beeline to the stall and I'm paranoid that my pee is going to sound different than his pee. Shit. Fucking tell, I don't know. Like, I'm so worried. I rock back and forth going, I've got a secret.
And you know what? I'm so glad that testosterone made my menstrual cycle go away, because can you imagine me in the men's room having to change up my shit, crinkling and crackling in the stall next to you? Can you imagine that shit, crinkling and crackling? The dude next to you's like, what's that over there, man? It's just a baby Ruth, man. Just a baby Ruth. Like my one fearful place, and I want to say that I know that my trans sisters out there, all of you have it way harder than I do, and I love you. You know what? Since I have the mic for just a second, I'm going to say something. I don't know if it's being discussed or not because I haven't kept up on it for sure. But I think the HRC should take all its money and put it towards trans rights movement. Yes. Marriage is going to happen. But I think what trumps marriage is trans people's lives. People living. That trumps marriage in my book any day of the week. So fucking flip that money to great organizations like the Gender Justice League and other fucking organizations. And I don't know, I just think that someone should start calling them out. I just did it. You're welcome to do it too. And listen, before I go, I want to just say something that I you're all beautiful as Alexandra was singing, we're all these beautiful freaks, and I love going through TSA when I travel, because I only travel with a carry-on bag, and I bring Gung-Gung with me, and I just want to say something, like, don't get nervous if you're bringing sex toys or you're bringing your body parts with you, don't get nervous about that shit, because the joke's on fucking them. They're handling your shit. Don't get nervous. Get righteous. Get righteous and just own that shit. Someone like Sir was like, can I, you know, of course, you know they can see that shit in the bag in the fucking x-ray machine. You know they see that fucking thing. You know they do. I'm like, can I check your bag, Sir? I said, no, have a look. I don't mind. Go for it. And he starts, he finds a velvet bag that Gung-Gung is, and he doesn't open it. He just starts swinging it back and forth. Trying to guess what's in it. Feeling it up and down, feeling it up and down. Then Brian's like, can you tell me what's in the bag, sir? I said, that's my cock, sir. Just own it. Now, if you ever want to end a bag search, that's all you have to say. Thank you very much. I love you.
Going to say, okay? Why don't you give another hand, guys, for wasn't that wonderful? Oh, I walk one more time. Okay. Maybe I get a man yet, or a woman. All right. Well, before we move on, I would like to say this event could not happen for all the help that was done by the volunteers. So it's over 60 volunteers were here today, and they're still here. They're working all day. So would you give a big hand of applause to the volunteers? Gray is an American singer, television and film actor. She appeared on the hit television program Glee and several other programs, including Good Luck Charlie, Victorious, Braxton Family Values, and Chasing Life on ABC. Now branching out into music, she wants to break down barriers in the industry. Let's welcome to the stage, Alex Gray.
I decided to wear my heels tonight, so I'm a little tall. Hope that's all right. Well, guys, this year has been such a big year for trans visibility, and so I'm so excited, you know, about the future. And so I wanted to sing a song tonight, just to inspire you guys, in case you're ever feeling down. You have this song. We feel
but we're here to say who you are is okay, and you don't have to go through this on your own. You're not alone. You have more friends than you know. Some who surround you, some you are destined to meet. You'll have more love in your life. Don't let go, give it time. Take it slow. Those who love you the most may need more time to grow. You're gonna be okay. You have more friends than you know. So be brave, be strong, you are loved, you belong. Someday soon, you will see, you're exactly who you're supposed to be. And you don't have to go through on your own. You're not alone. You have more friends than you know. Some surround you, some you are destined to meet. You have more love in your life. Don't let go, give it time. Those who love you the most may need more time to grow. You're gonna be okay. You have more friends than you know. So be who you are. Learn to forgive. It's not about who you love, but you're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. You have more friends than you. No.
Associate Professor and Founding Director of Advanced Communication Technologies Laboratory at UT Austin. See, if I had a teleprompter, I would get on this. She is also the Senior Artist at the Van Center for the Arts and a Fellow of the Humanities Research Institute, UC Irvine. She has been a filmmaker, rock and roll music engineer, neurologist, social scientist, science fiction author, cultural theorist, and performer. Why don't you give a warm welcome to Sandy Stone.
Just read my academic. Believe it. All right. Well, I'm a little hoarse tonight, but we'll do this anyway. This is for my friend Kate Borsa. She's out in front somewhere. And the people up in the booth forgot the cue. But I'll wait until something happens. Otherwise, I'll have to bore you with the jokes. I don't have any jokes for that. Kate, I've known you for a long time. And we've been through some tough stuff together. But you know, and it all comes down to being on stage right. There are only a couple of things I can bring up. It's what you looked like that night against the spotlight. When it went off in the middle of your show. You looked out at me. It's very clear. Oh no, it's queer to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know are just being passing past.
Because the lady is a
Ranges from EDM, hip-hop, rock, folk, R&B and pop, and live acoustic. Shane has performed at venues such as LA Pride, San Diego Pride, and has donated performers for the 2012, 13, and 14 Transgender Day of Remembrance. Let's put our hands together and have a warm welcome to the stage, Shane Ivan Nash.
Thank you.
Performing over 20 years in the community, and it speaks for herself. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the stage the lovely Leslie Monroe. Mama,
yours.
D'Lo is a queer transgender Tamil Sri Lankan American artist with acclaimed works in poetry, stand-up comedy, theater, film, and music production. D'Lo plays Taj on Amazon Prime's Transparent, HBO's Looking, and he's just finished a solo run of his solo play, Defunct, here in the Davidson Valentini Theater. Why don't you put your hands together and let's welcome to the stage, D'Lo!
Usually when I'm at the comedy club and somebody's like, gee, this, and this, and that, and then I come out there and I'm like, hey, everyone, and everybody's like, and I call it. I call out the straight people. I'm like, yo, I know what y'all thinking. You're thinking, wait, is that a girl who looks like a man? Or a boy who looks better than my man? Do I bash it or fuck it? So, you know, like, when people, you know, like, after the profiling, when people understand, like, okay, wait, I'm not a man of color in that way. I don't need to, like, the cops don't need to be called type of shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, like, that thing happens, I get stared at so much. Come on, I know y'all trans folks, y'all feel me, y'all get stared at so much, you know what I'm saying? That, and now, just to let off some steam, I stare at people. Innocent people. I stare at motherfuckers coming to the Trader Joe 12 o'clock midnight in their Snoopy pajamas. I'm like... Just kidding, I'm not an asshole. I'm Sri Lankan. Anyway, I'm going to tell you three stories, three of my coming out stories. John wanted me. Thank you to the Center for Trans Pride. Thank you to all y'all. I know, and thank you to everybody who came up to the stage who was proud of me and transparent. And So three coming out stories. First time I came out as gay. Second time I came out, I had to prove that I was a functioning gay. So I told my mother that I had a girlfriend. And then the third time I came out as trans. I'm going to tell you all these three stories quick, okay? Y'all ready? Okay. So the first time I came out, it was I was a senior in college, 2 more months to graduate. I get a phone call from my father. Dino,
wow, what's going on, huh?
Nothing, Uncle. What's going on? He wanted to tell you we found 2 men for you. 2 men for me, Uncle. What for?
You don't know what the hell you're going to do after college. You have to get married.
Wait, you're trying to arrange my marriage, Uncle? Uh-huh. Really? Like, what? No, you know, thank you so much. You're so kind. I'm going to go now.
No. What's the problem, huh?
There are 2 doctors in North Carolina. No, Uncle, really, I'm too super good. Thank you so much.
No, but you have a boyfriend?
No, Uncle, I don't have a boyfriend.
Then what's the bloody problem? They're brothers. You can pick which one you want.
So the guy that have it. I was like, no, Uncle, I'm fine.
What, do you have a girlfriend?
Well, what happened was,
what are you trying to tell me? That you're gay? I know you're not gay. Are you gay?
But I think you're asking a question you don't really want to know the answer to.
No, I know you're not gay. You are not gay. Don't tell me you're gay. I know you're not gay. Are you gay?
Yes, Appa, I'm gay.
No, you're not gay.
That's when phones could click. Anyway, then 2 minutes later, my mother gives me a call. Dilo, so... Appa just said something. Oh God. Amma, what? Dilo, are you a gay? Yes, Amma, I'm a gay. For how long have you known that you're a gay? Pretty much all my life, Amma. Who else knows that you're a gay? Amma, pretty much everybody but you. How would they know? Amma, have you seen me? Okay, so then it was like a rough time, moved my ass to New York. But in between, I came and I tried to like talk to my parents. And when they say that, like you would think that if you came out once, that people would remember that shit. When they say coming out is a process, what they really mean is that people have selective hearing. Because I came in and I told her, Amma, that girl that you met 2 months back, that's my girlfriend. No. Amma, this is not a yes or no question. This is not even a question. What the fuck do you... I didn't say fuck that. I didn't say that. I don't curse around. A little bit. Anyway, so I said, Amma, what the hell? What is this? This is not even a yes or no question. This is not even a question, Amma. What do you mean? No. It won't work. Amma, it's been working fine for 2 years. I'm going to marry this girl. No. Amma, what? No. She's a Christian. I was like, Amma, what the hell? She's a Catholic, but what the hell? That doesn't even make... It's not like her Amma's mad that she's dating a Hindu and now we gotta go migrate somewhere safely because of bad Catholic-Hindu relations. We're queer. And don't even tell me that. Like, you just want me to be, like, celibate. Like, those holy people you keep sending me to try and change me. All these holy people were like, gay is okay. Which made my mother think that all the holy people were gay and celibate. Of course, not all of them are celibate. Anyway, so my mother's so angry and she wants to say, I'm going to kill myself. But because she's Hindu, she believes in reincarnation. So she says instead, I'm going to go to the Himalayan mountains and meditate forever. Anyway, my father was trying to be supportive. He was like, so Liza's your girlfriend, huh? Yeah, but what's going on? I just wanted to know, is she of the same proclivity? I'm just asking, is she of the same inclination? Oh, are you asking if she's queer? That's what I'm asking. Yeah, but she's queer. Oh, good, then I approve. Immigrants. Anyway, so the last time I came out was give it up to our interpreters real quick. Thank you for all the beautiful work that you do. So the last time I came out, you know, I had to come out and tell my mother that I had a girlfriend and that I had top surgery, right? So, like, I'm like, oh, great, this is the end of it all. Like, we wasn't even talking that much. I was like, okay, whatever. I have to do this. I have to live my truth. So I came into her house, and I was like, I'm going to have to tell you two really fucking important things, and you're not going to like it. In fact, you're going to get crazy, and you're going to get, you're just going to get crazy. And she's like, then don't tell me. And I was like, I have to get this off my chest. I had to, okay? Right. So then I'm like, I'm going to listen. I have to tell you this thing. And she was cooking tofu, so she's like, I already know. And I'm like, what do you know, Amma? She said, I know that you have a girlfriend. I was like, yeah, Amma, I do. You okay with that? Okay. I was like, Amma, this next thing, this is really crazy. I already know. I'm like, you don't know this going, Amma, trust me. No, I know you're planning on having a surgery. Kind of, Amma. I actually already had the surgery. You already had the surgery? Who was with you? I was like, Nushi and Thumbi were with me, and, you know, are you okay, Amma? Amma, are you okay? Don't take the injections, it's not safe. Amma, it's safe for the most part, but we can talk about that later. Like, are you okay? Are you sure it's safe? Yeah, Amma, for the most part, but like, let's try, are you okay? Okay. But then I got scared. I was like, this is a calm before the storm, and pretty soon there's going to be tofu flying all over the fucking kitchen. So I was like, I came around to her and I said, Amma, listen, are you sure you're okay, Amma? And she was like, I need ginger. I was like, okay, let's go to the Trader Joe, and plus you're running low on your hot cocoa, let's go. So we ran over to the Trader Joe. I'm tripping out. I came out. I was like, what the fuck is happening? Nothing's happening. That's weird. Then we get to the Trader Joe. We get the ginger, but we can't find the fucking hot cocoa. So I said, I'm going to go up to the clerk guy, go ask him where the hot cocoa is. You know, the clerk, you know, Trader Joe, go ask him where the hot cocoa is. And so, meanwhile, I'm looking for the hot cocoa. I find it on the far wall, on the very bottom shelf, and I get it, and I'm walking through, and I'm looking up and down the aisles to see where my aunt is, and I can't find her, and I'm like, fuck, she's crumpled up in the corner crying or some shit. But then I find her. She's near the hot cocoa, and she's with Trader Joe. And I went up to her and I said, Amma, look, I already got you your hot cocoa, see? And she looks up at Trader Joe, and she looks up at me, and she looks at Trader Joe, and she said, oh, don't worry, he already got it for me. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, Amma, you just called me he, and I gave her the biggest motherfucking hug ever. I had stopped giving her hugs because I didn't want her to know, you know what I'm saying? I gave her the biggest hug, and I was like, Amma, you just called me he. And she said, you're confusing me. But we're working on it. We're working on it. Thank you so much, Cassandra and everybody. I love y'all. I'll see y'all out there.
All right, one more time for Dilo. Go a little south, okay? A little Louisiana in the house, you know. All right. LZ Love is a vocalist. It's a vocalist, percussionist, and songwriter. As a background singer, she toured and recorded and opened for such artists as Alabama Shakes, James Brown, Natalie Cole, Luther Vandross, Clarence Clemens, and Walter and Edwin Hawkins, to just name a few. She has had a string of top 10 dance hits and can be seen on Amazon Prime's Transparent. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, LZ Love! Happy Pride!
great to be here. I'm going to share a song that came to me in a dream. It's called Triumphs, and it's an a cappella thing, so you're just going to hear something raw from me. I'm not going to do a dance, shake your butt kind of song where some of y'all have heard me do. I just want to share something very special with you. Have triumphs in my life, turn my days, turn my days into nights, but through my triumphs I'm still holding on. I'm holding on. The trials have come to make us strong. They'll turn your rights, they'll turn your rights into wrong. But through our trials, we gotta keep on holding on. We gotta keep on holding on. You said that you wouldn't put no more on us than we could bear. But still seem the same situations. Sometimes they seem they're gonna rock us away from here. Yeah. If you wait, your whole time will come. Just keep on working. Keep on working, y'all, until your day is done. But until then, just keep on holding on. Just keep on holding. 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 Oh, 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 oh.
A musician and writer known for her visionary gospel styling and powerhouse piano skills. In 2013, she released her first studio album, Picture of a Man, to critical acclaim. She has collaborated with such artists as Lady Gaga, Cyndi Lauper, SZA Sisters, Justin Vivian Bond, and countless others. Our Lady J is also a writer for The Transparent on Amazon Prime. Let's get a big warm welcome to the stage to our Lady J.
Thank you. What an amazing evening.
choir, given what we were singing. And I'll tell you a little song I wrote tonight.
Maybe it's here.
promise you a special treat, but before I do that, can we please have a thank you for our hostess, Ms. Sharon Brown. Come on, Sharon.
Oh, she's got a... Tina's got her club clothes on. Thank you, Sharon. Folks, our special guest is a really special person. I want you to know that for 25 years, if the LGBT community needed her, she was here. She had the very first AIDS fundraiser. A bunch of amazing black women riding around Manhattan with big Sunday church hats, throwing dollars in them to raise money for AIDS, the first AIDS fundraiser. She's raised over $250,000 for the center by performing on this very stage for free. She has been for this community whenever you need her for any cause. She's done more benefits than anybody I know. She's an amazing woman. You know her because she was the mother of Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It. She's a mother, an aunt on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. She's now currently in the hit show Black-ish. She was Whitney Houston's mother in Preacher's Wife, went toe-to-toe with Meryl Streep and Mother Courage in New York. She's an amazing singer, songwriter, and actress in her right, a cisgender friend, my dear friend, your friend, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jennifer Lewis!
I was in the pool. I'm like, John, fuck you. I'm not coming over there. Was hot as hell. Can I get up here? Hold on a minute. Don't move.
Don't move.
Woo! It's rocking with me, honey. Oh, wow. This is fantastic. I didn't plan on, like, being on stage for a long time. I'm writing a new one-woman show. I'm going to take to Broadway. And, you know, in a couple of years, I've actually manifested it. I wanted to get more popularity. So when I went to Broadway, with some of the material I've done right here on the stage, you know, I wanted to be a little more popular. So when my show's on Broadway, people won't go, who? People ask me, so Jennifer, how'd you become a star? I said, bitch, because I never knew I wasn't one. Let's walk out of here. So... Some people going, who the fuck is she? Ooh, this is some funny shit. Anyway, y'all, listen, I don't know what else to tell you. I'm living the harvest of my life right now. You know, I'm bipolar, and I'm treated. I stayed in therapy for 17 years, and when I was diagnosed, I was like, oh, bitch, I'm Jennifer motherfucking Lewis. Ain't nothing wrong with me. Well, there was. So I medicated my crazy ass and went and talked to this Jewish woman, who I love. The poor little thing. She's about this short. She said one time, she said, you can be happy, Jennifer. This is when I first started. I said, you listen to me real carefully, you little sunshine bitch. I would throw your fucking ass up. Poor bastard. Anyway, y'all, I'm living the harvest of my life. But I am happy now. I'm so happy because I went and took care of myself. Now I'm rich. Anyway, oh, honey, I got more money than God. Don't ask me for no money, bitch. She's gone. This is gone. Anyway. So I feel like I just want to come in out there and sit with y'all. Listen very carefully. I know, Mark Shaman, who wrote Hairspray, he came in my house and he would see like feathers like this off my feather boat, and he would pick it up and go, remnants of doneness. Anyway, you have to be there. How baby, I love you too. Honey, look, you're going to have a job you want to flirt with me. You know what I mean? No, I'm just fucking with you, baby. No, I'm just fucking around. Listen, I had sex yesterday for the first time in 2.5 years. I swear to God I did. I did. He was all right. Let's see what happens the second time. About to pull out some real special shit the second time. I was a little scared. Can you imagine fucking me? Anyway. So listen, I'm going to tell y'all some fun things. Oh, Lady J, you're fabulous, by the way. Down to you, girl. But listen now, I'm living the harvest of my life, y'all. I just got an honorary doctorate degree from my alma mater, St. Louis. You don't have to applaud all this shit, I know. And it was great. I did a commencement speech. Man, that was some hard shit to be talking about sending them kids out into the world. But I wanted to just pretty much say, hey, y'all, kick the motherfucker down. But I couldn't do it. What else happened? Four things happened. The honorary doctorate. Oh, I just got a book deal from HarperCollins to write my memoir. Don't be applauding. You better get the fuck out of the country. I'm dragging all of y'all down. Especially you. Anyway, now let's see. The book, the doctorate. Come on, Jenny. What's another thing? No, that's last. Hold on. Oh, shit. Anyway. I just got the Career Achievement Award from the American Black Film Festival. That shit was crazy. Now, I really didn't cut, so don't applaud. I'm all right. Now, the last thing, how many of you guys have seen the show Black-ish? Good. Well, you know, I was a guest star, but now they've asked me to be a regular. So that's pretty damn cool. So I'm going to be in the 17 out of the 22 shows. So check it out. I'm acting for you. Did you see when my daughter came in and she was gay, Raven Simone? I'm the only one can play a homophobe and get away with it. I'm like, Black Jesus, Black Jesus, Black Jesus, girl. All right, listen, I'm going to sing a song. John asked me to sing the anthem from Hairspray, which is kind of like my signature piece, Mark Shaman being my best friend. Well, he wants to think that. I came over here to honor y'all. You know how I feel about you. All of you. You do, you know that. But I want to dedicate this to the families of the 9 people who were shot and killed in South Carolina. There you can applaud. Maybe you can start the song. And God bless you all. Thank you. The riches will be
that we have yet to win.
Let's welcome back to the stage Alexandra Billings, Gia Ryan, Ian Harvey, Alice Gray, Sandy Stone, Shane Ivan Nash, Benson Monroe, DJ Lowe, LZ Love, Our Lady J, and our very special guest, Miss Jennifer Lewis. This is Senior Variety Show, and I want to thank you so much for enjoying a great time. Thank you. Drive home safe. Take care. Thank you. Have a safe trip home.